we've invited into studio a very, very interesting guy. His name is Simon Cohen. He's interesting, but even more interesting is what he does. He's from a company called Aardvark. Now, an aardvark is the translation of that is an earth pig. That's a very lovely name for a company, Simon. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Thank you for inviting me in.
And you sound so British. You don't sound Israeli at all.
I don't. That's because I was born in London, in England, and I made Dalia 20 years ago.
Isn't that wonderful? And how's it been?
So far, so good.
And yet you've chosen an African animal.
We, my team and I, yeah, we chose a weird, wacky name that everybody remembers and stands out in the crowd. There are over 300 other Masa Israel programs. You need to make a name for yourself. So when we were sitting down, we're like, let's do this. Let's come up with the weirdest, wackiest, crazy name. And the truth is, if you look at the generation of today, they don't necessarily associate words the same as we do.
Yes.
You know, if you look at the biggest film sort of last decade was Avatar. I'd never even heard of the word of Avatar before.
But now, like, we all know,
now we all know what an Avatar is,
sure.
Right? Again, last decade when we founded Aardvark, one of the biggest pop stars, Lady Gaga. You would never have had a name of a pop star, Lady Gaga, in the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
Okay, but she did wear an outfit made of steak. I mean, can we just acknowledge that she's a little bit out
there? Oh, she's great. Yeah, but we want to be out there. We think out of the box. Our program likes to think out of the box. We like to do things a little bit differently.
On behalf of all the aardvarks, I extend great thanks for bringing their name into the public domain. Simon, what does Aardvark do?
Well, we offer gap year programs to Jewish students from all over the world.
Yes.
And the point of the program is that the students get to customize their program and build the version of the program that works best for them based on what they are interested in. When they finish secondary school, when they finish high school, they're young adults. They don't want to be told, do this, do that. They want to, and especially this generation, again, I mentioned the term generation. They want to decide what their gap year in Israel looks like and what they do and how they do it. So we built a program that allows them to do that in terms of the length of the program. We have different length programs. We have a significant portion of the program is spent volunteering or doing internships so they can build up their CV and at the same time get some professional development, career development. There's over 100 options in each of our two cities to choose from. That's Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. So they have a wide variety of of things to choose from there. In terms of classes, we have loads of different classes going on, and the students pick and choose which classes they do, how many classes they do, et cetera, et cetera. So the idea is to really allow them to embrace their experience in Israel, to gain a deeper connection to Israel through things they're passionate about and they love, and hopefully also allow them to develop as young adults and find careers and learn life skills and do it all in Israel, which is, you know, there's no better place than that to do it.
So Simon is an outdoor enthusiast. Look at him.
This is very confusing. We must not invite Simons into the studio anymore.
Okay, Simon Anstey is a very, very much
turning.
An outdoor.
Every time you say Simon, I'm turning. It's not me, it's you.
Well, I am talking about you now. You can see he's an outdoor enthusiast. You can see he's well tanned. So what sort of programs could he participate in Israel on Aardvark? Do you have like outdoor overlanding kind of programs?
We do. We have a few different options.
Simon, I talked to you.
In terms of our, we have a lot of additional programs that students can add on to the volunteering internship. So, for example, depending on how roughing you want to do, how extreme you want to do, we have an Aardvark Extreme program, which includes doing extreme sports and extreme activities in and around Israel once a week.
Awesome.
Also a 1 week surf course, a 1 week scuba diving course, and we do a 1 week of agricultural activities with Hashama Chadash in the north of Israel, all sorts of activities like that. If you're looking for a different kind of outdoor and very authentic Israel experience, we also offer Marva, which is basic training in the Israeli army for 2 months. That's definitely outdoorsy.
Wow.
As well. And there are plenty of internships connected to sustainability, environmentalism. And next year we're opening up a program with an Israeli Zionist program called Hashama Chadash, sort of Zionist youth movement, which is actually based on opening an inner city farm in Jerusalem with the opportunity as a Garin. There'll be a certain number of Israelis on the program, certain amount of Chunikim on the program, people from outside of Israel, opening an inner city farm, bringing people there to teach them about environmentalism, sustainability, and sort of old school Zionism, you know.
Incredible.
Getting to the roots of Israel, the land of Israel, connecting to the land of Israel.
What about the new school Zionism? I mean, Israel's known around the world as a leader in technology. So would you have, for example, Simon is very, very tech savvy, and
an
he
internship,
is
sure,
an internship, exactly. So somebody who wants to go and wants to make a career of IT, could they do part of your program Absolutely. As an IT.
Absolutely. We have a bunch of startup companies that students can work with in terms of internships and things like that. And that can range from programming to things like social media and PR and media. We have loads of different areas, app development. I mean, I could go on, but right. What have you. We also have an entrepreneurship track, which is another one of our add-ons, where students who are really interested in it can spend one day a week doing enrichment activities all to do with entrepreneurship in Israel, Israel the startup nation, learning how to build and create and develop businesses and things like that as well.
Do you track the success of the program? I'm presuming that Aliyah would be the measure of ultimate success. I'm presuming. Am I wrong?
Ultimate success is a strong word because, you know, everybody has their different path. We're very proud of our Olim. 20% of our students tend to stay in Israel right after the program. And in our office, if you go into either of our offices in Tel Aviv or Jerusalem, there is a great big wall of fame, which highlights all of the people who've made Aliyah directly after the program, which is around 20%. Certainly our South Africans are a higher percent of our South Africans tend to stay. A lot of them go on to study. Specifically a high percentage go to IDC. Another half of our graduates also go to the IDF. They go to Garin Sabah, which is where our students tend to go. And the rest return home and hopefully are leaders in their Jewish community and defending Israel and doing Israel advocacy. And they certainly come back to Israel a lot and visit all the time. And we also know that the career paths that a lot of our students have taken have been dependent on what they've done on our program and given them some sort of taste of what life is all about.
Don't you wish you could do it, Kathy?
I do. Do your participants or do your students have to have a matric? Do they have to have finished school? What is the youngest?
So our students, our age range is 17 to 21. We do ask people to have
Simon,
finished school.
Simon, you just miss it. Yeah. You've just missed this again.
But it's 17 because we know some kids finish school early, you know, for whatever reason.
Right.
We want kids to have finished school. There's a certain level of maturity that students have reached when they finish school. And also, it's a very formative age. And so, you know, around 17, 18, when they finish school, up to 21, because some people, they start university, they don't find themselves, they pick the wrong course, they pick the wrong school. So they can also come on the program, refine themselves, change direction, and then, you know, start again kind of thing.
If my child comes from a religious environment,
yeah,
what could you offer them?
Okay, so first of all, on the regular program, we have people from all different backgrounds. First of all, we have students from all over the world.
Okay, that's important, by the way, is that I think it's important that we deal with, that we have a network that's made up of lots of different people. We need
to
live in an echo chamber.
So yeah, an echo chamber, you know, the little South African Jewish bubble, Joburg bubble, whatever. Our students are coming from all over the world. We've got students from all over North America, South America, Europe, Australia, et cetera, et cetera. And it's great for South African students to be able to break out of that bubble and meet different Jewish people from all over the world. And at the same time, we have a wide variety of religious backgrounds on the program, ranging from Orthodox to secular and everything in between. On the program, we have a campus rabbi who's running different Jewish learning opportunities throughout the week on both campuses. And then we have our Cellar program, which is our Jewish enrichment track for people who want more opportunities for Jewish learning and spiritual growth, including a Beit Midrash program, experiential Jewish learning, more Shabbatonim, more stuff around the Chagim, the festivals, and things like that as well. So there really is something for everyone, no matter where you're coming from.
Incredible. All right. So what you're saying really is that you can cater for young people 17 to 24 years old.
They
21.
Can, 21. Sorry.
They can make their own program, but you can't help Simon. Is that what you're saying?
Pretty much,
Simon,
yeah.
Anstey.
Sorry, too late, man.
I'm sorry. We're going to have to speak to some other people tomorrow.
It's all right. I'm going to be one of those old dudes that sit on the side of the Tel Aviv beachfront playing shesh besh.
I can see it. You've even got the skin tone.
Listen, if you have kids, you can send them on our program and live vicariously through them. That works for us too, which is what most parents do.
Nothing wrong with
that. That's what we do. We live vicariously. Could we actually live vicariously through this generation? Okay, well, you let us know. 34519, that's a text line. Or hit us up on Telegram, 061-895-1019. You want to get hold of Art Fark and Simon Cohen? How do we do it? What's your website?
Aardvarkisrael.com. I'm also at the expo for the rest of the day tomorrow and at the tertiary evening in Samson Shul tomorrow night at 6 p.m.
And he's so lovely. Listen to him. Come and talk to him. Send your children to him. 17 to 21. Simon Cohen, thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Don't be a stranger. It's lovely to have you on Chai FM.
Thank you. Bye bye.
God bless. Bye bye.